And one of our neighbors went outside, and her son did, and made her a cooking rack. Mm-hmm. And she'd set the pots on that and build a fire under it, and they didn't suffer for nothing to eat. She could even make biscuits out there.
Yeah.
The way they had it fixed, just made a kind of an oven like.
Was this, this area wasn't hit directly?
We was right in the eye.
Oh, uh-huh.
Really? I
mean, we were
the
right
people's
in
houses
demolished. This roof up here was gone, and this man's barn was gone, and our old barn was down, and the trailer was blowed off at the other end.
Well, y'all were really lucky then.
Oh, we were lucky. I'll tell you, we were the luckiest people in the neighborhood, you might say. And then a lot of people didn't get a bit of damage.
Down the road down there, one guy didn't even get
Miss Jones's house down here with us, if you notice this blonde brick at the fire tire. Her house was demolished, and her old barn was demolished, and the school was demolished.
Oh, blow the whole back end of the school.
Oh, it just took this north end of the school. They brought in these little trailer things for to have school in, to have school in. So they got to, and it took them a pretty good while to get it back.
Did y'all hear about Camille coming?
Yeah.
We knew it was coming. We had plenty of time to get all of the water we needed.
How soon can they tell you if Camille's coming?
3 days.
We'd been hearing that thing blowing up out in the gulf for days. It was before it, and it was, it'd get faster.
Mm-hmm.
Closer to the land, it'd get faster. It hit us at 100
miles an
hour.
Really?
It hit us 100 miles an hour.
Well, where'd y'all go?
We stayed in that old house till midnight that night, till it was nearly over. And when we left this house, that and over there, there wasn't a thing out of place except the roof was gone and the water was just pouring in. We stayed in the house while that storm was there. We thought it was going to get better, you know.
It blowed portions of the tent off.
That was the only
roof, that's
and
the
then
only thing it done too.
We managed to get in the Grady's nephew and his wife was here, and we got in the truck and went this way. Instead of going this way, we went this way, and we got up the hill.
Trees across the road.
And the power lines was all across the road, and the trees was all down across the road, and roofing laying everywhere. We didn't know it was that bad.
Well, that could have just picked up your truck and just carried y'all. Yeah,
most
could have, but luckily it didn't.
It didn't.
And you
it didn't
nephew
know.
Backed it from the top of that
and,
hill, right down there, and turned it around.
Just by the little light, his truck lights wouldn't show up to that wall over there.
Good. What were people telling y'all to do on the radio? Would
go to a place of safety.
Evacuate the whole
area.
Go to a place of safety.
Go to school.
And everybody went
go
to the
church.
Schools.
Uh-huh.
They went to the school, and it was the one that got the most damage. And a lot of people went to the church, and it was damaged.
But
and
just a half a mile down the road, there was a streak of young timber, commercial timber, big enough for logs and piling. He lost 4 trees out of 60, about 88.
And on the other side of the road, it was just crisscrossed.
Yeah, just lapped it.
What about Betsy? Y'all hit by Betsy?
We was hit by Betsy.
Betsy didn't hurt us much.
Done us a little damage. Blowed
you
off some of the...
Betsy?
No.
No, we wasn't in
we
eye
just,
Betsy.
We just
we
got
just
wind
got
and rain.
Wind and rain. We didn't have a car tree blowed down for Betsy.
Oh, but when we left this house that night at about 1 o'clock, seemed like it had come a little in the storm. And we decided we'd go.
Out of working for a couple.
And we went up to this house up here.
And it was about $12,000-$15,000 on them when it blew it down.
When we got up to this house here, we didn't know that there was being any damage done. Oh, his big, beautiful pecan trees was blowed up, caved up by the roots.
Yes.
Couldn't get through his driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't open the front door. It blowed part of their den windows out, and the water was that deep in their den, and they was in there trying, him and her was trying to mop it up, you know, to keep it from ruining their floor carving to white so bad, and we just went around the house to to the back kitchen door. And the wind wasn't, you know, and there was the tree right at their back door, just blowed up by the roots. And when it would come a flash of lightning, you could see.
Yeah, how much damage.
Yeah.
And you could see that Max Martin was gone. And his wife would stay in that back, in this room down this way. She stayed in this room watching down here and wondering why we never did come up. But we didn't know. We just didn't believe what we heard. We just didn't believe what we was hearing. And therefore we didn't get up in the water. And we didn't do nothing. We just sat there and listened to and watched it on television. We watched it on television all day long. How bad it was and the damage it was doing down on the coast. Still we didn't turn the pump on and put the hose up and get the water.